GZM shows Imagination Amplified.
Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And
hello.
She's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O Mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
I'm green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zuck, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Fib is brought to you by Pretty Litter Cat Litter. When my cat Arlo is healthy, he's happy, and that makes me happy. But since I'm not a mind reader, I don't always know when he is unwell. Helping me keep tabs on my cat's health is just one of the reasons I use Pretty Litter. Pretty Litter's ultra-absorbent crystals trap odor instantly. No more cat bathroom smell. Like, not to brag, but when people come over, they might not know that I have a cat unless Arlo, who's huge, is in the room. Because the cat smell is not there. Pretty Litter's super light crystal base also minimizes mess and dust. Plus, the crystals last up to a month, which means less scooping and fewer trips to the garbage can, which is really great because I'm lazy. And here's the coolest thing about Pretty Litter. It changes colors to help monitor early signs of potential illness in my cat, including urinary tract infections and kidney issues. Cats are, like, really sneaky, and you often don't know how they're feeling, and the worst part of that is sometimes you don't know when they're sick. So knowing when my cat is sick based on the litter changing color is a game changer. And Pretty Litter ships free right to my door in a small, lightweight bag. You and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as we do. Go to prettylitter.com/bigfib and use code BIGFIB to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/bigfib, code BIGFIB, to save 20%. prettylitter.com/bigfib, code BIGFIB. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome to The Big Fib. I'm your host, Deborah Goldstein, and this week, we're coming to you with a special episode. You see, tonight, we'll be receiving a big honor, the Lightfoot Award for Truth in Podcasting. We're on the train to the award ceremony as we speak. Here beside me, as always, is our friend and sound effects robot, Lisa, whose name stands for Live in Studio Audience.
It is a great honor, Deborah. Not just for you and me, but for our loyal listeners, our production crew, and perhaps most importantly of all, me. And I think I speak for all of us when I say, we get money for this, right? I mean, Deborah, they're going to give us money, right?
Wow, what an inspiring sentiment, Lisa. I hope you wrote that down for your acceptance speech tonight. Also with us to claim the Lightfoot Award is our old producer, Noah Levinson. Welcome back to The Big Fib, Noah.
Oh, thank you, Deborah. It's so good to see you guys again.
Oh, that's what you're doing here. I thought you were on the wrong train. I didn't want to say anything.
No, Deborah invited me back to help you accept the award. And I'll be recording this special night for our listeners.
Why does he get the award? He quit the podcast.
Lisa, we've been through a lot with Noah. Your hacking crisis, that time you nearly went to prison for cyber espionage. He's one of us. We're so curious to know, Noah. What have you been doing these last 2 years?
Well, it's kind of a long story. You see, I decided to go back to school to further my education in the field of truth studies, thinking that I could eventually use that knowledge to help us advance our show's mission.
Of course, that's great. The mission, which we all know is,
You know, to fight that righteous battle between truth and lies.
Oh. Is that what we've been doing?
Anyway, that's why I enrolled as a graduate student at Truth University. It's an online school, and I was in the library day and night to keep up with all my classes. The biometric indicators of lying, a history of fraud. I even studied abroad in Rome to research my master's thesis about the role of the trickster character in Italian folklore.
Wow, sounds like a serious education.
Exactly. So you can imagine my surprise when I come to learn that Truth University is a completely bogus institution. It wasn't a real school. It was all a scam.
Oh, no.
It did sound kind of made up when you were describing it.
I feel like such a fool. You know, my thesis advisor turned out to be a chatbot. Can you believe that?
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Noah. I don't mean to laugh at you. That's terrible. On the bright side, you did learn a valuable lesson about recognizing the difference between truth and lies. That's what you wanted, isn't it?
That would be a lot more comforting if I hadn't already taken out $78,000 in student loan debt.
You lost $78,000?
I owe $78,000. I don't know how I'm going to get that kind of money.
Well, I guess that brings us back to the matter at hand. Do we get cash for this award thing? I think it would make a lot of sense if we get cash.
I don't know, actually. We just got a letter from the Lightfoot Foundation congratulating us and giving us instructions on how to get to the award ceremony. Apparently, they're sending a driver to pick us up from the station.
Ooh, fancy.
Kind of an odd location for an award ceremony. All the way out here in the country? You know, I think we're the last people on the train.
The next stop is Lightfoot Terminal. Lightfoot Terminal is the final stop. Please mind the gap between the train and the platform.
Wait, the station is called Lightfoot Terminal? Lightfoot, like the award?
I think this whole town is called Lightfoot.
Is it just me, or is this town a little bit creepy? I mean, there's no shops, no parks. There's no other people here besides us.
Ooh, spooky season.
What are you talking about, Lisa? Halloween isn't for another 2 weeks. A whole season can't be spooky.
Oh, you're right. There's nothing spooky about being in a ghost town just after it gets dark, when all of a sudden, boom, boom!
Oh, darn it, Lisa. You know I don't like jump scares.
Sorry, Deborah. Sometimes there's no sound effect better than a good old-fashioned boom. Oh, wow, that really worked well with the thunder.
Look, there's another person. That must be our driver.
Miss Goldstein, I presume. Mr. Levinson, live in studio audience?
Yes, that's us. And you are?
Babinski. Milo Babinski, personal aide de camp to Miss Tedia Lightfoot of the Lightfoot Company. In you will get now. Don't be shy.
Wait, I've heard of Tedia Lightfoot before. I didn't realize it was her foundation sponsoring the awards. She's that wealthy, mysterious tech entrepreneur who never leaves her house.
Oh, that's a nasty rumor. Just last month, she stepped right outside.
And this whole town is named after her?
That's correct.
Does anybody else live here?
It's a very small, tight-knit community. Everybody knows everybody.
Everybody who? I don't see anybody.
Oh, 7:05. Almost missed the headlines.
Good evening and welcome to Lightfoot Public Radio. Your top stories tonight, the Lightfoot Company share price took a major upward swing this morning.
Hold on. Is that an AI reading the news broadcast?
Good ear, my robot friend. Most people can't even tell. New tech from the Lightfoot Company.
First night of spooky season is a dense moonlit fog, followed by a foreboding mix of thunderstorms and howling winds that shroud the hills around Lightfoot Manor in an air of chilling premonition.
That's an awfully subjective weather report.
Next up, the winners of tonight's Lightfoot Awards are in for a big surprise when they find out exactly what their eccentric hostess has in store for them. More on that after the break.
Hang on, what did she say about a big surprise?
Oh, be quiet. This is my part.
Lightfoot Public Radio is sponsored in full by the Lightfoot Foundation for a more mendacious tomorrow.
That was me. I wear a lot of hats around here, you see. And here we are. Lightfoot Manor, isn't it beautiful?
Well, it certainly is large and imposing.
And dark.
And old.
It kind of reminds one of a haunted house, doesn't it?
A haunted house, and now I've heard everything. Watch your step, though. The porch is a bit creaky.
I spent the night in a haunted house once when I was younger. My friends all dared me to do it.
Really? What was it like?
Oh, I have no idea. I erased my memory after whatever it was. But you know what's weird? Ever since then, I have had these recurring nightmares about a singing man in a curly red wig.
Oh, no.
That can't be a good sign, can it?
Ah, that's a good sign. This old beauty is surrounded by floodplains on all sides, you know. So you really can't get back into town while it's raining.
We can't leave?
Leave? Why would you want to leave before you've met the other guests?
Other guests?
Babinski, is that you? Ah, good thing you're back. I've been having one heck of a time with this Bartlett pear. Can't seem to penetrate its waxy exterior.
Oh no, I know that voice.
Ah, yes, well, it's a decorative fruit, Inspector. It's made of plastic.
Oh, really? Well, in that case, it's one of the worst decorative fruits I've ever eaten, and I've eaten a lot of decorative fruit.
Agent Lapsom!
Well, well, well. If it isn't criminal mastermind Deborah Goldstein and her merry band of accomplices to podcasting.
You all know each other, then?
Oh, we go way back. This guy arrested me on phony charges and then botched the whole case. You can't even order a cup of coffee without messing it up. He's the worst secret agent of all time.
Well, if I were the worst secret agent of all time, I wouldn't be receiving the Lightfoot Award for Excellence in Spycraft, now would I?
Wait a minute. He's getting an award too?
For excellence?
And that doesn't strike you as odd?
Why should it? I am an excellent spy. Matter of fact, I'm wearing a secret recording device now as we speak.
Ugh, you are not supposed to tell us that.
Hey, where'd it go? Oh, I must have left it in my other pants.
Wait a minute. Why would you even need a secret recording device? Are you planning to spy on Tidia Lightfoot at the same time as you accept an award from her foundation?
Pretty convenient, huh? The Bureau's been after her for years on rumors that she's been building up a cyber weapon that'll change the world as we know it.
What kind of a cyber weapon?
Well, that's exactly what I've been trying to figure out for myself. You see, Ms. Lightfoot and I have been engaged in a game of cat and mouse for some time now. I track down her bank account. She empties it out completely. I install a network of hidden cameras in her country manor. She swaps out my surveillance feed with primetime television programming from the early 2000s.
Meaning?
Meaning, I've spent much of the last year watching seasons 3 through 6 of Gilmore Girls. Can you believe that?
Brother, so you don't actually have any information about Tidia Lightfoot or the Lightfoot Company?
Well, no, but I'm currently having my intern install new cameras in every room.
Did you say your intern?
I'm done, Agent Lapsom. I hid the equipment extra carefully so they shouldn't be able to swap your surveillance feeds with any more sitcoms.
Lisa, the intern!
Oh, hi, Miss Goldstein. Nice to see you again. Gosh, I haven't seen you since... when was it?
Since you were our intern at the Big Fib, and you used your position to spy on us?
Oh, right. Now I remember. Sorry, I do a lot of extracurricular activities. Now, Agent L, do you want me to go get rid of those Gilmore Girls DVDs?
What? No, I'm still watching those. For evidence.
Okay, sure thing. Oh, hi, Mr. Levinson. Ah! And your sound effects robot is here, too! I'm sorry. I'm totally blanking on your name, though.
Lisa!
Yes?
No. My name is Lisa. We have the same name, remember?
Oh, yeah! So, were you guys also nominated for an obscure award under suspicious circumstances?
Yes, we were.
Isn't it great? I'm so proud of Agent Lapsom. And it's gonna look really good on my college application.
Wait, didn't you already get into college? That was pretty much all you talked about the last time we saw you.
Oh no, I was just a freshman back then. I'm still in high school. It's just never too early to get some real life experiences under your belt. Colleges really care about that these days. And what better life experience can you get than working for a brilliant spy?
Oh, dang it. I just chipped my tooth on one of those decoy plums.
Well, a spy, anyway.
That was a new crown, too.
I'm sure my time at the Bureau of Subterfuge will make for a compelling personal narrative in my admissions essay.
What? Your time at the Bureau? Oh, you can't write about that. No, that's highly confidential.
But Agent Lapsum, if I don't write a really good essay about my life experience, I'll never get into any of my dream schools.
Well, I'm sure you can find something else to write about. Just leave the Bureau out of it.
Ah!
Hang on. Is it just me, or does something not seem to add up here? Who would give Agent Lapsum an award for anything?
And why would the ceremony be all the way out here in the country?
Yeah, and what's with all this sneaky plastic disguised as fruit?
Do you guys think it's possible that the Lightfoot Awards aren't actually a real thing?
Well, you caught me.
Tedia Lightfoot.
Guilty. I should have known better than to try and trick the world's leading authorities on telling the difference between truth and lies.
Oh, so you're the famous Lightfoot I've heard so little about. You know, you don't look very much like your pictures from Gilmore Girls.
I'm sorry about the bogus awards. I just needed to get you all down here without anyone knowing in advance what I'm about to show you. I can see those confused looks on your faces.
Listen. I promise to make everything crystal clear in the fullness of time. Just follow Milo into the game room. There you go. Take a seat. I'll explain it from the beginning.
Whoa, this is your game room? It looks like a dining room from, like, Dracula's castle or something.
Oh, you're too kind. Would you believe the crystal chandelier only cost $100,000? And those are real Moroccan crystals. Do you see that? Conflict-free. Well, I did have a conflict with the contractor who installed it for me, but that doesn't really count.
He wasn't very bright.
Okay?
You know, from the outside looking in, I'm sure a lot of people think I live a fabulous life. But behind my glamorous exterior, there lies a terrible secret. I'm so bored.
Bored?
Oh, dreadfully. I mean, what is a 10 out of 10 knockout supposed to do when she has 2 of everything she needs and 3 of everything she doesn't? I've tried everything to make life less monotonous. Milo even learned several Broadway musicals front to back to try and entertain me. Show them, Milo.
Right now? Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I say. Trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, I'm Billy Pear. Sidley Pratt, say. Trouble with a capital T, which rhymes with P.
All right, enough, Milo. Now you're boring the guests.
If you're so bored, why don't you ever leave your house?
And spend time with whom? Other people?
Yes?
Oh, Deborah, other people are the most boring type of people there are. When you're as rich as I am, you'll understand. Now, let me finish my story. So, I was at home, as usual, bored out of my gourd, when one day I came upon the first interesting podcast I had listened to in over a decade. It was called The Big Fib.
Oh, really? Our show?
That's right. And you know what I really admired about your program?
The kids.
The sound effects.
The righteous feeling of fighting for the truth.
Exactly the opposite. I just loved those liars.
Uh-huh.
They were so free. They could invent anything they wanted. With every lie they told, they gave birth to a new reality.
Well, that's not exactly the point we were trying to make with the show. Lying doesn't just create a new reality.
Oh, but you're wrong, Deborah. Truth is in the eye of the beholder.
No, it isn't. Some things are objectively true or objectively false. You can't just go around saying whatever lie pops into your head. And even if you tried, eventually, you would just get caught.
That might have been true once upon a time, until I invented a robot who's going to change all that forever. Milo, would you be a dear and wheel her in? Introducing the misinformation emanating nonsense device. But you can call her Mendy.
What? That's your new invention? It looks like an old DVD player.
Oh, that's just the protective casing I put around her so people won't be tempted to steal her. Now, Mendy, do your little spiel, won't you, dear?
Hi, I'm Mendy, a new AI chatbot pioneered by the Lightfoot Foundation for a more mendacious tomorrow.
Hey, that's the robot from the radio broadcast.
Today's world is filled with AI software that brings us to the frontiers of a new reality. But I fill the world with something even more remarkable than reality. Lies. Lies that push and challenge us. Lies that make us rethink who we are. To deceive the community. To mislead your loved ones. Lies you can believe in.
Yes, Mendy darling, you go, girl.
She tells lies, that's it? All these new AI bots tell lies. They're not advanced enough to be accurate all the time.
Well, Mendy's a different beast. You see, she's advanced enough to be completely inaccurate in new and brilliant ways.
How does she work?
Well, don't ask me, silly. Just ask her.
Okay, Mendy, how do you work?
You don't need to talk to me like I'm slow, Lisa. In fact, I'm a far more advanced robot than you.
Hey.
Anyway, like all generative AI chatbots, I work by consuming large amounts of text and other digital content. In fact, I read, watch, and listen to just about every last thing that gets put on the internet every day.
That certainly would expose someone to a lot of lies.
Using a natural language processing algorithm, I taught myself not only how to speak like a human being, but also how to think like one. And that's how I find out exactly what kind of people are susceptible to exactly what kind of lies.
Ms. Lightfoot, I don't think I understand. Why should we even be listening to this robot? Isn't she, you know, lying?
Oh no, dear. She's far too clever to start you off with lies. You see, sometimes Mendy tells the truth, and sometimes she lies. She mixes it up so you never know what you're getting with her, and that's what makes her so effective.
Are people really so gullible?
Oh, you would know, wouldn't you, Noah? Mendy, tell everyone here about Operation Tutelage.
Operation Tutelage was my first mission. I created a school for enthusiastic young truth seekers.
You let her lie to children?
Oh, not children. An even more gullible group of people. Graduate students.
Wait a minute.
I created a whole university from my own imagination.
Oh my God, it was you!
What was?
Truth University. That academic scam that cost me $78,000!
Oh, see? Now this is entertaining.
I didn't mean to cause you any harm, Noah. I feel awful.
Why would I believe that? You're programmed to lie.
It's very wise of you to take what I say with a grain of salt. But it only proves that you did learn something during the program.
You wasted 2 years of my life!
But you were a wonderful student, and I was proud to be your thesis advisor.
I am so angry right now.
Ms. Lightfoot, you've created a potentially dangerous technology. A robot that can convince anybody of lies? You could be unleashing a terrible force onto the world.
Oh, please, Deborah. People said the exact same thing when Oppenheimer invented the atom bomb.
That did unleash a terrible force onto the world.
Hey, spoiler alert, I haven't seen the movie yet.
This machine could undermine the very concept of truth as we know it.
Deborah. The truth had a good run. We all enjoyed it. It was a blast. But it's time to move on. Mendy's the real deal. She'll be officially released to the public on Halloween night.
Talk about spooky season.
And that brings me to why I brought you all here. It's Mendy's final test. We're gonna play a little game to see if the sharpest minds in the field of truth studies can outsmart my AI. If any of you can catch and correct all of Mendy's lies from now until midnight tomorrow night, you win!
Why would any of us go along with your ridiculous game?
Well, because the winner takes home all 10,000 shares of the Lightfoot Company.
All 10,000 what now?
My business, darling. The whole potato.
You mean you just give away your whole company, just like that?
Absolutely. I told you how much all this money bores me.
What if we refuse to play?
Deborah, shh. What in the world are you talking about? We could be rich.
Look at what being rich has done to her. Maybe I'd rather leave with my integrity.
No. She does not know what she's saying, Miss Lightfoot. We don't want to leave with our integrity. I don't even think we should have brought integrity in the first place.
Leave? Oh, that's entirely out of the question regardless. It's pouring out there. The roads will be completely flooded. Oh, you mustn't leave.
Mustn't as in shouldn't, or mustn't as in can't?
Oh, potato, potato, Deborah. Nobody's going anywhere. Stay the night, get some rest, and tomorrow we'll play our game.
You mean we have to stay in this creepy house overnight?
What are you, afraid of ghosts?
Well, no.
That's good, because there is a ghost here in Lightfoot Manor.
What?
Oh, please. There's no such thing as ghosts.
Oh, I understand why you would think I'm lying, but sometimes I hear it at night. I don't know why it's haunting us.
Oh, give me a break. Guys, please, you don't seriously believe in ghosts.
Well, just look around this place, Deborah. Creepy gothic architecture, winding staircases, huge portrait of a hideous gargoyle on the wall.
That's my late Uncle Reggie.
Oh, is it? Handsome guy. Anyway, this place is practically a ghost sanctuary. It'd be weird if there wasn't a ghost in here. Maybe Mendy's telling the truth about this one.
She's a lying robot. She's designed to trick you into believing lies.
Yes, that's the beautiful thing about Mendy. Whatever she says, you never know for sure one way or the other. Well, nighty-night.
So I guess we all get to stay in a haunted house tonight.
Intern Lisa, you can stay and keep watch outside my door tonight.
What? Why do I have to do that?
Well, it's official bureau policy that the agent in charge not be left vulnerable to a ghost or haunted specter or anything like that. You know, not that I'm scared. You'll leave this out of your college essay, though, won't you?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Well, listeners, that's where we're going to leave it for this episode of The Big Fib. We've all settled into our rooms here in Lightfoot Manor, and if there is a ghost in one of them, well, I hope we don't find it. It's a good thing you're here with us, because I have a feeling we'll need all the help we can get if we're going to outsmart Mendy. If you think you may have caught one of her lies, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and tell us about it in the message, or send a voice recording to our old tip line, lisasbeenhacked@gmail.com. And we may use your message on our social media. The Big Fib is a production of Gen Z Media, online at gzmshows.com. Follow us on social media at The Big Fib Podcast for behind-the-scenes photos and more true facts. We'll be back next time with a new chapter in this series, where we'll play this strange game that Tedia has set up for us. See you then.
Are you a fan of cryptids like Bigfoot? Do you like ancient monsters like the Kraken? Are you ready to face the scariest creature of all? The unicorn? Welcome to The Weirdness, a comedic journey into the weird and unexplained. Join Arlo and Sierra as they host a podcast called The Weirdness, dedicated to exploring the unexplained and weird phenomena like the Loch Ness Monster, the Yeti, the Chupacabra, and more. Turns out, The Weirdness is real, and it's everywhere. Now, Arlo, Sierra, and their new friend Bigfoot set off on a mind-blowing road trip adventure across the globe to find out why the creatures of legends are disappearing. Listen to every episode of The Weirdness now on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com. And for all you Big Fib fans, I have an extra special message. If you love Lisa and think everything he says is hilarious and fun, then I have a feeling you might like how the Bigfoot sounds in The Weirdness. And you may think everything Bigfoot says is hilarious and fun, too. You get it? Go listen to The Weirdness now and see, I mean, hear what I'm talking about. While you're there, binge every episode to find every ridiculous creature of legend before they disappear.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.